Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. Today's Thursday, April 25th, 2024. And we have a lot today. We'll talk about the defense industry here in our state, Pell City High School coach Rush Probst, news anchor Pam Huff, a gun bill, and Wawa expansion. Then we'll have AL.com sports editor Andrew Hammond on the show to talk about the NFL draft. My name's Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. The business of national defense is booming in Alabama right now. Of course, when Congress passed the aid package for tens of billions of dollars in defense aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, it doesn't mean that we send Ukraine a sack of money to throw at the Russians. Much of that money is being spent in the USA, of course, and reports AL.com's Joseph D. Bryant right here in Alabama. President Biden praised the legislation's positive side effects to America's economy and its own self-defense on Wednesday, explaining that the U.S. will be sending Ukraine equipment from its own stockpiles and then replacing that equipment with brand new product. Noteworthy among that new product are the Javelin anti-tank missiles made at the Lockheed Martin plant near Troy. Now, that facility drew attention during the early stages of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and it's been visited by Biden and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Meanwhile, Raytheon has begun a $115 million expansion of its missile integration facility at Huntsville's Redstone Arsenal, reports AL.com's William Thornton. Raytheon, whose parent company is now called RTX Corporation, integrates 9 varieties of standard missiles and is involved in the production of the Glide Phase Interceptor. Now, that's the program that will track and knock down hypersonic missiles, which fly at lower altitudes and less predictable flight patterns than ICBMs. One special meeting of the Pell City Board of Education later, and Rush Probst continues to be Pell City High School's head football coach, reports AL.com's Ben Thomas and Evan Dudley. An agenda item for Wednesday morning's meeting was to not renew Probst's contract, or that of his wife, who's a secretary in the school system, but it failed when nobody on the board made a motion to vote, which keeps the Probst in their positions and made a packed crowd really happy. The Probst supporters, including Pell City football players, applauded when the motion died, and also cheered when board member Norman Wilder said they should be asking for the resignation of the superintendent instead. Probst coached at Pell City last year when the Panthers were 1-9. He's best known for winning 5 state titles in 9 years at Hoover High. Longtime TV news anchor Pam Huff is retiring effective May 24th, reports AL.com's Howard Koplowitz. Huff has worked at Birmingham TV stations for 47 years. She publicly and successfully fought breast cancer in 2022. She announced her retirement during the 5 p.m. newscast of her current station, ABC 3340. Huff said she doesn't have hard plans in place for her future. Quote, God isn't finished with me yet. I'll keep you posted on what's yet to come. Well, a bill made it through the Alabama House Judiciary Committee that could make parents subject to criminal charges if their children take guns to school, reports AL.com's Mike Kaysen. The bill is by Barbara Drummond, a Mobile Democrat. The Class A misdemeanor could be applied if a parent or guardian does not reasonably secure a firearm from access by a minor, and then the minor takes it to school. acceptable ways to secure a firearm include using a trigger lock, a locked box, or a gun safe that requires a key combination or fingerprint. And the parent would not be charged if their kid shows up at school with a gun with a trigger lock on it. The bill passed committee by voice vote with some opposition and could go before the full House of Representatives next week. Well, the Wawa invasion is beginning. No, I haven't regressed into baby talk yet. Wawa is one of those convenience store slash gas station brands that have grown a fan base, mostly in the Northeast, but now also in the Florida Peninsula. It has fans like Bucky's does, but it's nothing like a Bucky's. It's more of a local convenience store than the huge travel centers. Those who love it brag about it being clean with good service, coffee, and hoagie sandwiches. And Alabama's first Wawa has its grand opening at 8 a.m. today on Greeno Road in Fairhope. But it's noteworthy beyond Fairhope because the chain has its eyes on expansion across coastal Alabama and the Florida Panhandle. It already has more than 1,000 locations nationwide, so if this expansion effort proves successful, then Wawa could become a familiar name, if not a particularly normal one. Well, we're going to break now so we can pay the light bill. Y'all stay with us. We'll talk with AL.com sports editor Andrew Hammond on the other side about the NFL draft and whether it's evolving along with the changing landscape of college football. This year's draft will be 3 days beginning tonight. Y'all stay with us. All right, folks, thanks for coming back. We have Andrew Hammond with us. He is the sports editor of the AL.com website and Alabama Media Group. We sure appreciate having you here, Andrew. Welcome aboard.
I appreciate it. I thank you so much.
You know, I've always told people that the only good journalists have a sports background. And I'm joking about that. Don't get offended, everybody who works with me. But the best guys come out of the trenches in sports because, Friday nights and Saturday nights, back in the newspaper days, you know, that was where the war went down. Am I right?
Absolutely. It's funny because a lot of journalists that you see in management these days, I say that as somebody who I guess is technically I'm in management, but, you know, they come from sports backgrounds. And it's funny because, you know, I love the political journalists because they are out there, you know, they're helping tell the story of this country in a way. And on election nights, that's their Super Bowl. And for them, you know, they get the election night pizza in a newsroom. And I just look at them like, oh, it's cute. You're working at 10 on a Tuesday. How would
Yeah, and 20,000 people showed up to vote, yet check out a stadium on Saturday.
Right. That's just the pregame.
Where is your pizza every, you know, weekend?
Thank you. And I always manage to go into a newsroom, or whatever newsroom I'm in, and if it's election night, oh, I'm taking a slice of pizza. They're just like, oh, yeah, you guys can ask. Yeah, because we're the ones who are doing this normally. So yeah, I'm going to get my slice of pizza.
Well, you've earned it.
Thank you.
And if anyone working in sports hasn't, they will next weekend. We have the NFL draft coming up. Can you kind of give us a little bit of a look ahead to how Alabama and Auburn players are going to fare this weekend?
Yeah, I'll start with Auburn. I think the biggest draft storyline for Auburn is, quite frankly, somebody who's not going to, when they announce his name, it's not going to be Auburn. I'm talking about Bo Nix, a former Auburn quarterback now at Oregon, could go as early as the top 10 because there's always trades. So by the time you guys hear this, there might be a trade and Bo Nix might be a target for a certain team. But, you know, for Alabama, you know, you're going to have the All-American Kool-Aid McKinstry, who we got featured on Road to the Pros with our video staff at AL.com. You got J.C. Latham, offensive lineman. You've got Dallas Turner, a really good edge rusher, and just so many others. And really, it's so fascinating to see what a coach like Nick Saban has done, going from, you know, legendary coach, one of the greatest coaches of all time. And he's actually going to be on the set with College Game Day on the ABC broadcast, seeing guys that he helped develop going to the pros. So, no, it's definitely going to be a special moment.
And you mentioned Bo Nix, who played high school ball at Pinson Valley. Players like Bo Nix and Jalen Hurts. Now, I'm only partly joking here, but I want to get this question out anyway. I could almost see a weird day. You know, in baseball, when you go into the Hall of Fame and you're a pitcher like Greg Maddux, who won Cy Young awards with multiple teams, you pick which hat you wear.
Yeah.
I mean, are there negotiations for future players like Jalen Hurts or Bo Nix where they decide whether or not they're going to wear the SEC team's hat or the, you know, other team's hat? I mean, which school will they carry into the NFL?
It's funny,
right?
Because, you know, Jalen Hurts, especially Jalen Hurts, you know, the success that he's had with the Philadelphia Eagles, and you see Oklahoma fans and Alabama fans basically fighting over him like, no, he's ours. So I could see something like that happening if Bo Nix has, you know, just a slice of success in the NFL, which, you know, quite frankly, I'm confident he will. I think he's got the arm strength. I think he's got the ability to be a decent quarterback. So it would not shock me at all if, you know, in a year or two, Oregon fans and Auburn fans are arguing for a custody of Bo Nix.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's going to be homegrown Alabama guy if he does well in the NFL. There's no question. I mean, he already is. But and just to keep talking about trends with the changes in college football, we can switch over to NIL a little bit. Well, you've always had players on the fence about whether or not to come out. Now that they can make money in college, do we see a big change yet, a big influence from the NIL on who's going into the draft?
You know, I'm not sure yet, because I feel like every player's case is different. Every situation is different. You know, I look at a guy like a Peyton Manning, who, you know, in 96, you know, he could have gone into the draft, or 97 draft, he could have gone in. And then, you know, he stays another year. You know, does that happen in 2007 or 2017? Maybe. I don't know. I think now with guys, you've got the ability to really see what a franchise is all about, where you're projected. If you're a projected top 10 pick and there's a team that, or a group of teams that fit what you can do, and if you feel you're ready, then you absolutely go in. I think a guy like Caleb Williams, who will most likely be the number one overall pick by the Chicago Bears, you know, he fits what they want to do. And so he could have stayed. So it's a case by case thing, but I think with the aspect of NIL, you're going to see maybe those guys who are a second round pick or a third round pick that you come back another year and you may go up 15 spots, which means not only are you a first round pick, but you're a top 10 guy. And that top 10 is maybe a $4 or $5 million increase in salary. So, you know, staying for the NIL, but also improving your draft stock in a space that is always evolving, I think is much more, you're seeing it now compared to, you know, the pre-NIL world. But, you know, that NIL is tempting because you can go from one school to another and not even play a down. The NIL world has been so fascinating to see, you know, in real time, because, you know, as we've seen it, it was under the table. Now it's plastered all over social media.
Yeah, I see. Well, you guys have been working on some great videos. It's not the first season for it, but about players who have, you know, put in their time, become stars in college, and are looking ahead to draft day. Tell me a little bit about Road to the Pros, and feel free to shout out any producers.
Absolutely. No, it's a great job. Wes Seiner, Laura Goldman, Clay Yeager, who's done just a great job. Patrick Greenfield. This team has just put together a tremendous amount of storytelling and the visuals. Like, every time I watch Road to the Pros, it honestly kind of fires me up. And I'm not just gassing, you know, the sports video staff up, but no, seriously, it is remarkable work they do and the time and the effort that they put into it. I mean, it is truly, and it's literally award-winning stuff. So no, I am so proud of what they do for the AMG brand, and just an honor to really work with them. So please, if you're listening, watch Road to the Pros. You will truly enjoy it.
And that can be seen on AL.com's Alabama and Auburn Facebook channels, as well as YouTube for AL.com. Well, Andrew, what else is going on before I let you go? I'm so glad to get you in the studio. Let's talk sports a while. Been watching the Braves. What's going on?
Braves fan. I'm actually a diehard Royals fan. So, baseball's great right now. Ask me in May. I might not say as much, but no, it's so fascinating because there's so much going on. I mean, we know we've got the IndyCar series coming to Barber Motor Sports Park, and then we also got the Regents Tradition coming up in May. There is so much going on, and it's awesome. See, I mean, I was at Talladega for the first time last weekend, so yeah, it's a good time.
Yes.
It is definitely a good time.
I'm glad you got out for that one.
I enjoyed it.
That's a party and a half.
I didn't party too much because I was like, okay, I need to work. I need to observe what's going on. But I think for the fall race, I might do a little bit more. But of course, the Rickwood Classic coming in June with the Giants and the Cardinals. So no, there's so much going on in the state of Alabama, around the state of Alabama. It's very rewarding for my job and my team. So just super proud, super happy to be a part of the staff, and I'm ready for just a small break from the craziness that has been in 2024. Because, I mean, hey, I was telling a friend of mine this a few days ago. I said, when I woke up on January 1st in LA for the Rose Bowl, if you would have told me that Saban retiring, an Alabama Final Four appearance, and then everything else that has come after it, I'm like, I'll sign up for it, but please give me a break.
Don't underestimate Alabama sports and how, it is absolutely awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for stopping by. Oh, I talked to Roy Johnson about that Rickwood game, and we're both really, really hoping that Willie Mays shows up. Wouldn't that? That would just be
absolutely.
Yeah. We wish him good health, whether he comes or not. Andrew Hammond, AL.com/sports. We really appreciate having you
absolutely
on, and I hope you come
wait
back
thanks
and talk
so
again. All right. Thanks. And thanks to everybody for listening. We are going to be back here tomorrow. I think I said we'll be back here again tomorrow. Until then, y'all come on by and see what we're doing on the internet at AL.com.